لله رب العالمين، وعلى أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations only He is worthy of. And we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then today, bi idhnillahi ta'ala, we want to complete with this short reminder, insha'Allah ta'ala, what we began 2 weeks ago in clarification of the meaning of the shahada, and la ilaha illallah. So as to enter into next week, with the permission of Allah Jalla wa'ala, into the pillars of this lofty statement. And we explained that indeed the meaning of la ilaha illallah is la yastahiqqu al-ibadata illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is none that is worthy of worship except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that the meaning of la ilaha illallah is an affirmation that it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is deserving of this worship. And then last week we explained that it is incorrect to specify the meaning of la ilaha illallah to the lordship, the rububiyyah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in that the shahada is in clarification that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the khaliq, or the raziq, or the mudabbir. That only Allah is the creator, or only Allah is the provider, or only He is the disposer of our affairs. Today we enter into the last two improper translations or meanings that are given to the shahada. From these translations that we see in many books that have been translated into the English language, is the translation that there is no God but Allah. And in reality, this is a grave mistake. As a God is anything which is worshipped. When Bani Israel, after leaving Misr, Egypt, with Musa alayhi salam, and they came upon a people that were worshipping their idols, their gods, they said to Musa alayhi salam, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. Give us a god as they have gods. So a god is what is worshipped, be that worship upon truth or worship upon falsehood. So when we say the statement that there is no God but Allah, then in reality what we are affirming is that there is no God except that He is Allah. In that, that there is nothing that is worshipped, be it what it may be, except that it is Allah. So the one that worships idols, then with this statement, we declare those idols to be Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Or the one who worships shrines and graves, then we declare Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى to be in those affairs, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So indeed, this is an incorrect translation, but rather the correct translation is that none is deserving of worship. Yes, others are worshipped besides Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, but none are deserving of that worship besides Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The last definition or meaning which is given to this statement is that there is no hakim illallah. That there is no hakim except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they derive from this the meaning of tawheed al-hakimiyya, of a category of tawheed in itself, which they label the oneness of the rule or the judgment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this indeed is also incorrect. And we bring what has been mentioned by the esteemed scholar, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, when he says, as for Al-Hakimiyya, he explained that Al-Hakimiyya is referring to the rule of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the judgment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the rulings and orders of Allah Jalla wa ala, be they specific to the individual, be they general to society. They intend by this that no law should be followed except the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that indeed it is truly the judgment of Allah, the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that should rule the land. And this in itself is not an incorrect statement, except that it has taken a portion of the meaning of La ilaha illallah, a juz, a portion of the meaning, and made it the complete meaning of La ilaha illallah. This is similar to the one who would take a car and look at the wheel of the car or look at the door of the car and say, this is the car. So undoubtedly this is a mistake, a grave mistake upon their part. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Allahu Yahfazuhu, he states, as for Al-Hakimiyya, which is what we just mentioned, then it is the truth. It is an obligation that judgment should be returned to the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, my dear sisters in Islam, says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you disagree about something, then return it back to Allah and His Messenger, if you are indeed believers in Allah and the Last Day. The Shaykh, he continues, he says, لَكِنْ هَذَا دَاخِلٌ فِي تَوْحِيدِ الْعِبَادَةِ. This is included in the oneness of Allah's worship. Because obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is included in the worship of Allah. This is the worship of Allah. It is a comprehensive ibadah. It is a comprehensive worship. It is a comprehensive word which includes everything which is beloved and pleasing to Allah. From acting upon the orders of Allah and refraining from His prohibitions. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not ignore al-Hakimiyya, that now we are in need of someone to come after them and add it or define la ilaha illallah with it. Rather, our Salaf, our pious predecessors, they saw this to be included in the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because the worship of Allah is obedience to Him by acting upon His legislation. So it is not made a separate category. In this it is described, my dear sisters in Islam, that the one who defines La ilaha illallah as there is no rule or there is no judgment other than the judgment of Allah that should be followed, then indeed this one has taken a portion of the meaning of La ilaha illallah while abandoning the rest, wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. And refuge is sought from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to speak about the religion without knowledge. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أَصْلُ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفَرِ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ, that the origin of polytheism and disbelief is speaking about Allah without knowledge. So I advise my sisters in Islam to learn these very important affairs, to understand them, and to memorize them, and to review them continuously. So that you are not from those that speak of the religion of Allah without knowledge. We will suffice with this amount for today and continue next week بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى بأركان شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله, with an explanation of the pillars of لا إله إلا الله. نكتفي بهذا القدر إن شاء الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.